This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The song said change gon' come.
Mm-hmm.
And it has. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey man.
It's good to have you listening and participating on a very interesting and unusual day. Mike and I have been doing this a long time together, a long time independently, and we can tell you that these days where there are multiple firings and your team changes are never easy. We don't wish any ill will towards Terry Fontenot or Raheem Morris. They were great to us. Obviously, we wanted them to be successful here. But the question now is, Mike, what do we do and where do we go from here? And if you're just joining us, I think one of the most important things that we focused on today, and guys, this is going to be an ongoing deal, okay? This is what we call fluid. Things are going to change. You're going to hear things daily. You're going to hear about coaches potentially being interested or who they may be interested in. We're going to tell you what we know right now. But, Mike, one of the main things we focused on was this letter from Arthur Blank talking about how the structure is going to change with a football team.
Yeah, Arthur Blank, and then you can read this whole thing. I reposted it. Carl did too, but you can read it at the Falcons website. You know, and it says a letter from owner and chairman Arthur M. Blank. And he talks about, in a nutshell, just completely, stripping down and trying to rebuild their approach to how they run the football team. I know we've spent, months and years about, well, Rich McKay's involved, or no, he's not, or is it the coach or the GM? Who's calling the shots? You know, we learned that Arthur Smith, as we knew, might be responsible to Kyle Pitts. That wasn't all on Terry.
Yep.
And you kind of hamstring a GM when you hire the coach first. Or do you simply say, let people know, the coach is calling the shots? But anyway, Arthur Blank talking about their approach, and it's a long, long letter, but gets into all the things that they're going to try to do, and they're going to have this consulting firm. They've got two different firms that are working on getting them a general manager and a coach. First coach that they've apparently reached out to is the guy you and I mentioned. The guy I'd like is Clint Kubiak. I think his resume is impeccable. I think what he's doing in Seattle speaks for itself. But how is Arthur Blank's do you buy that they can actually teach an old dog new tricks? And then there's a potential of Matt Ryan, Carl, getting involved.
Yeah.
And they don't specifically say Matt Ryan, but it's been reported that Matt would be the guy that would be the head of football.
And Thursday we'll find out more as Mr. Blank's going to have a presser, and hopefully we'll get more explanation into all of this. But, yes, I do think you can not only change and Mike, teach an old dog new tricks. I just feel like this is the structure of the way things were and now the way things will be. I think it should give a lot of Falcon fans hope. If you're one of these Falcon fans who's been, distraught like most of us, and hell, when's this going to change? Part of it is the makeup of the front office. And when you start talking about a new president of football operations, a general manager, and a head coach, the GM and the head coach allegedly will report to that new president of football operations. That's new. How is it new? Because there's no Rich McKay. And understand that has been a big point of contention for a lot of Falcon fans, Mike, over the years with Rich's involvement or alleged involvement. And what you need to know now is that he is no longer involved at all with football. He's still running AMB, which is Arthur Blank's businesses and things they're involved in. Guys, we got a Super Bowl coming in 2028. We got World Cup coming. There are multiple things that are going on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Yes, he's involved in that. So when you see him, yes, he's still talking to the boss because he's involved with various businesses. But, Mike, as far as the football day-to-day, having an office up there at Flowery Branch, dealing with, you know, draft picks and being in the war room, those days are gone.
Now, we'll talk to Arthur about this on Thursday, but, you know, Rich is apparently, from his bio, the longest-standing member of the competition committee.
That's true. That is true.
So is that going to be relinquished, or is that continues? Now, as far as, you know, the letter, and as I said, there's a lot of stuff to get into it. Basically, they said they've been working with these consultants, Sportsology, for months, the last 2 months, basically looking at everything they do, how football decisions are informed, made, implemented, how they're structured, how they communicate internally. Now, it may sound like a bunch of just, you know, blah, blah, blah to some of our audience out there, but, you know, maybe there are some things that needed to be streamlined and fixed, and apparently they're going to try to do that. And it all starts now with, I mean, you could argue, and Carl and I are trying to figure out, is the coach going to have autonomy? The GM going to have autonomy? How do they make decisions? They would answer potentially to Matt Ryan. Does Matt Ryan want to give up CBS? Is Matt Ryan going to try to wear two hats and be a glorified consultant and still work on TV, which I think a lot of Falcon fans like to see Matt all in with the Falcons. You know, sorry, Matt, that's a lot of folks feel.
Well, look, I'd love for him to have the opportunity, and I think having great people like Matt involved with the franchise is terrific. But I do want you all in. And that I just feel like that's part of my issue, but I don't know the details, Mike. And until we do, if he's just going to advise, cool, you can do that. But if you're telling me you're going to be the guy day-to-day and involved with all of these decisions, I think there's a commitment that you need to make. Meanwhile, here's the other part of the transfer of power. Greg Beatles, who is the Atlanta Falcons team president, was promoted to president and CEO. Okay? Rich McKay will move on to oversee other sports ventures. This is what I'm talking about, as Mr. Blank pointed out. So whether you believe that or not, whether you want to buy that or not, I'm just telling you this is what it is, and it gives me a lot of reason to say this is the change we need.
Now, I get it. We know a lot of Falcon fans and understand why you're jaded. I've been here since 98. Now, I'll come up sometime soon here in the next few weeks, Carl. I'll be interviewing my eighth Falcons head coach.
Yeah, it's a long one.
You know, seven coaches under Arthur Blank, going back to when he fired Dan Reeves. So I know that he apologized. He took ownership. Basically, the buck stops with him. Said the responsibility rests with me, and obviously they've fallen short of expectations. And it sucks because I think Fontenot did some good things. I think he did some crazy things. And I think that Raheem, it was more cut and dry that Raheem had to go because of the small detail things that never got fixed, like special teams, the bad hires. I didn't think Jimmy Lake was a good fit. I was never a fan of Zach Robinson. And just the way that things just, the same issues cropped up. Clock management. Hell, we had a timeout out of another penalty, a delay of game in this game.
Yep.
So there's just a lot of things with Raheem. And I thought that was more tangible and easier to get. I thought, yes, you and I were talking off the air. I thought maybe, you know, Terry would keep his job, but they felt it was easier just to do the clean sweep. And that's generally how it works in the NFL anyway.
It does. 404-726-0929. We are going to jump on the phones because we've been talking to you guys all afternoon. And then we will get to who the Falcons have already requested interview opportunities for, or at least who they want to talk to. I want to get to Jeff in Lawrenceville. Jeff, thanks for holding patiently, man. We appreciate that. What are your thoughts on all of this stuff with our Falcons? Hey, man.
I appreciate you guys having me on. I wanted to address a couple of things that you've been talking about, really, and mainly the main thing is all this mess with timing. So, I mean, if you take over a company and a corporation, you fire everybody from the top, you hire a president, well, that president needs to hire his people in order for him to be successful.
Right.
So I would think that the president would have to hire the GM, and then the GM needs to hire the coach, and we're out here interviewing coaches without either one. What
Correct.
Do you guys think of that?
Well, I mean, I do think you got to get a jump on five other teams right now. Still no word if the Tampa Bay Bucs are going to fire Todd Bowles. But, again, we are battling with the Titans, Browns, Raiders, Cards, and Giants. And they got They got Clint Kubiak on the top of their list too, Carl. But that's, I think, part of the process is you earmark a guy that I think a lot of folks feel is going to have success as a head coach. But to his point, this is the great argument. This is the debate. How does this flow chart work? Remember how we could never get a straight answer about, well, between Dan Quinn and Dimitroff, you guys are you're at loggerheads over a pick. Who makes the pick? Right. Well, we go to Rich McKay.
That's right.
You know, and for years that was it. And I'm like, well, one lead dog. I need one voice, one guy. And is that how this consultancy is going to make them make that decision? And is that how it's going to operate? Is Matt Ryan going to be that voice?
Yeah. As far as the coach in interviewing all these coaches, to Mike's point, I think there's a little bit more urgency there. There are not as many general manager jobs open. But if you are interested in some of the top candidates as far as coaches, you got to get on top of this. So I don't know if we take that with, you know, take it with a grain of salt that, hey, whether that's something they should or shouldn't be doing or should not be doing right now, I just feel like you've got to get ahead of that because you've got other competition. There are six other teams, five other teams outside of your team that's looking right now. What else you got?
Well, I feel like if I'm a qualified general manager and I want this job, I'm not even going to go interview for the job if you just hired a coach. I'm going to bring in my guy because you're going to hold me responsible for a guy you just hired.
Right. No, it's the chicken and the egg.
That's the part I don't like.
Right.
And I've been a season ticket holder since 1970. I went to the first game and I was 5 years old. We've got the same account. We've had it all these times. I started paying for it myself in the 90s. And it's every 3 to 5 years I've been doing this my entire Falcons life.
It feels that
and
way. I know.
So it gets frustrating. And I have penned a letter to Arthur. My letter is titled Why. Why should I renew my season tickets next year? You tell me. And that's what I want to hear from these guys. And this is just more stuff. Like, let's go interview. I think, didn't they hire Arthur Smith before they hired Fontenot?
Yes, by a day or two. Yeah.
That didn't work either.
Right. We talked about the Pitts. You know, that's why Fontenot, I mean, maybe Fontenot wouldn't have drafted Pitts, and he was kind of shoehorned into it by Arthur Smith. But it's a great question, Carl. It's like, maybe to the audience it doesn't resonate, to this caller it does. How are these decisions being made? They say they're looking at everything, and they're going to strip it down and get a fresh approach to it.
I will say this, and I brought this up earlier, and I'll address this even more because I know we got more phone calls we need to get to. But Jeff, I would tell you, if you look around the league, there are numerous successful organizations who have allowed the coach to actually pick the general manager because it allows continuity. And I know we haven't necessarily felt like we've gotten that here. But, you know, I brought up earlier, Jacksonville is a prime example with Gladstone coming in there. James Gladstone and Leon Cohen had worked together. And Cohen was hired after the fact. He said, I don't want the job if you're going to leave the current GM in. And they fired him. So there are situations. I've said Andy Reid brought in his guy. Brett Veach was his guy. You start talking about situations around the league, and there are various typical situations like this where the coach has come in and said, this is what I want to do. This is what I like to accomplish, and I got the guy. I want to hire the guy that's going to help me do it. When you do those and everything's on point together, sometimes it works. But you're right. For the last opportunity we had with Arthur Smith and certainly Terry Fontenot, that did not work. Let's talk to Susan in Atlanta. Susan, thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you feeling today, Susan?
Guys, as always, I'm just totally pissed at the Falcons, but I wanted to make a comment about Matt Ryan. I mean, he's a nice guy. He's not dumb. He's played football his whole life, and now he's a sports commentator. Why on earth is everyone so giddy that he is going to come in with the Holy Grail when he has never run a football organization in his life? Let's do it all over again. Somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, put him in charge.
Well, I mean, I think Matt's a guy that does know the sport. He played at the high level. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. And I think we've seen guys make the transition from TV and then, boom, they do the job. Now, John Lynch is the unicorn. He's done a hell of a job with the 49ers.
By the way, Shanahan picked him to be his general manager.
They hired the coach first, and then that's a unique way of doing it. John Elway struggled for years, and without, you know, other than Peyton, he finally got a guy who won a Super Bowl. But John Elway did win a championship, and he'd never been an executive. So I think Matt, to your point, is a bright guy. But some folks, to your point, would say, you can't argue that. He has never done it. Matt Mellon did it with the Lions and screwed that team up for a decade.
Susan, you know why? He's a fresh breath of air. He is a reason for Falcon fans to buy in and believe that the franchise is trying to do something different and go in a different direction. I agree. I don't know if it's going to work.
Right.
But just based on that alone, we had Jeff call in from Lawrenceville and say, I feel like I'm going through this every 3 to 5 years or whatever, and I've been dealing with it my entire life. Guess what? They are trying to bring in the most recognizable Falcon ever. The best Falcon ever, Mike.
Right. Well, you feel it's window dressing?
Even if it is, it should give people a reason to go, okay, hey.
I mean, like I said, I mean, I got to have some hope they're going to figure this thing out. I get it. A lot of folks are going to say, you know, the Falconitis creeps in. Arthur, despite the mission statement with this open letter, has never found the way to win a championship. We've come close. But I will say this, Carl. We have hired good coaches.
We have.
I mean, Mike Smith changed everything. It fizzled out at the end. You know, Dan Quinn was, you know, I have to remind you guys, 5 minutes away from a championship. You know, and then, look, Arthur Smith was a bad hire. Raheem was a bad hire. So now they're going to strip down the same process will not result in this hire. That's what they're trying to tell us.
All right, we're coming back. Kai in Atlanta, we'll grab your phone call, 404-726-0929. Susan, you got a point. I don't know if anybody knows, but if you don't take the chance to do something different, you'll never know. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So let's talk about some of the candidates already that the Falcons have potentially requested to talk to. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we talk about the Falcons organization making changes. Raheem Morris, who, oh, by the way, reports are already out there that Ra is going to be expected to interview with teams about their head coaching vacancies. It should not surprise you. But as far as the Falcons now, Mike, they have requested interviews, as we've mentioned, pretty much since the start of the show, with the Seahawks OC, Clint Kubiak. I think this is a home run, if it was to happen. I do not know what Clint Kubiak's vision for him being a head coach and, you know, the kind of organization he wants to go to? Because, guys, it's a two-way street. Just because these guys get offered jobs, I mean, that's where they want to be. Mike, he's going to be offered a variety of jobs here. But to interview him or at least request for an interview is great. And remember, the number one seed in the first round and the first round bye, I'm talking about the process here, are permitted to interview during the wild card week. So time is limited. And a lot of these candidates, like a Clint Kubiak, will select, hey, I'm going to interview with two of these teams. Everybody else has got to wait. And it makes you wonder, all right, are they more interested in these other jobs? But they've got to be selective. And so that kind of gives you a hint as to maybe the jobs that they may be a little bit more serious about, depending.
Right. And a guy hit me up. I said, look at Kubiak's resume. Look where he's been. Look at the teams he's coached. You know, and think, as you said, I mean, the pedigree, his dad, they're all basically running his offense, as you said, with Shanahan, that connection. Yeah. Now, what we were supposed to be, guys said, well, isn't that what we were supposed to be running? Yes, that is what Zach was supposed to be running. But it was almost like you had two different coordinators, one guy calling the run plays, one guy calling the pass plays.
That's true.
Our third down rate was terrible, and part of the reason, like I said this to you last week, you know, if we had been able to just squeeze out one or two more wins, but that just shows you where this coaching staff was. You couldn't get it. You just couldn't. You couldn't figure it out. And to me, it goes back to the season starting with the camp and not having Penix Jr. playing those preseason games. Hey, let's not wait till week three to figure out maybe Zach Robinson should be on the sideline. You know, special teams never got addressed. You know, flipping the field. How do you think the Colts beat us in Berlin? They got a great kick return.
Yep.
You know, so all those things. So I do think that even though some guys are still on the text line saying Raheem should have gotten 3 years, I think you saw everything you needed to see in those two seasons, and it was not going to improve. Those details were not going to get the detail-oriented nature was never there that I think you needed to be an elite coach in the NFL. Great coordinator, and he may go back to being a DC, and he's good at that.
Falcons have also requested an interview with Dolphins DC Anthony Weaver.
Okay.
Weaver was in this process a few years ago when Ra got the job and comes from the Ravens organization, well-respected guy. These are just a couple of names. Here's what's interesting, though, Mike. A former Browns head coach, Kevin Stefanski, who was fired today as well,
right,
is expected to speak with the Falcons, Giants, and the Titans about their head coaching vacancies.
No disrespect to Stefanski, I know he's a good offensive mind, but why are so many people hot and bothered about getting him in here?
I think he maybe did more with less, and he's a two-time coach of the year with the Browns organization that's done nothing.
Right.
And I think he is respected because everybody around the league knows your owner screwed you. Let's be honest. The Deshaun Watson thing set you back, and then you guys were trying to find quarterbacks, even with the Baker Mayfield situation, Mike. I mean, so he was there while Andrew Berry, who's still there as the general manager, is going to be the guy running the process to find a new coach. A lot of people thought they both were going to get got.
Yeah, I've got a couple of buddies that are Browns fans, and they thought he should be gone. And that's one that the constant in that equation has been the GM, and they're pulling the chain of the quarterback, the owner always meddling with Haslam. So that's interesting. Todd Bowles, by the way, our buddy Rick Stroud in Tampa, says he's not yet met with the Glazer family about his future. Says he's earned the chance. He's won three straight division titles. That's true. Not this year. I mean, obviously, you know, you look at where this team, you know, I thought was a shoe-in to make the playoffs. And then they had that losing streak, and they couldn't fix it.
I don't know if we've mentioned this or not. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it does. But Ra and Terry did meet with the team this morning. A lot of times, guys, when these things happen, and I'll tell you, Arthur Smith did not get a chance to meet with the team.
Right, good point.
Okay? They met with the team today. They didn't have to do that. But I also think they wanted to at least have an opportunity to speak with the guys that they had brought here. And Mike, you know, these guys that played well for them and, you know, played their hearts out. It didn't turn out the way you wanted it. But I think major respect for that because it doesn't always happen that way.
No, and it's good. I heard Mark Raimondi reporting there was a lot of guys, you know, some hugging, some tears being shed.
Sure.
A lot of guys on the defensive side hoping that Ulbrich comes back. I mean, that's very rare. I know a lot of Falcon fans wanted Ryan Nielsen to stay, and then Coach Rod decided to go with Jimmy Lake. In hindsight, maybe Nielsen, but again, guys work with their friends. He's in Jacksonville, right?
He is.
But in the case of Ulbrich, I think there's some really good things. You cannot argue with the one thing that Fontenot did when he focused on defense. He really rebuilt this defense the last two seasons. We're the second-best team in the league in sacking the quarterback, which should equal a trip to the playoffs when you had the other things on the other side of the ball, but it didn't. I think with Ulbrich, and this is just me, I think he did a really good job amongst the guys on the staff, but there are too many moments, like Tyrod Taylor on that final drive with the Jets, turned him into Mike Vick, the way the Colts game ended, you know? You're pressuring a guy, you got the guy, you got Daniel Jones on the ropes, and now you only rush three. And, oh, now guess what? Now you'll, to me, there was an inconsistency with how he used these weapons. You know, Christian McCaffrey's the only healthy guy the 49ers had. The guy had 200 yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the Bryce Young threw for 448 yards against us. The hesitancy or the stubbornness with, who is it, JT Bertrand when Divine Diablo was out. To me, that's all part of Ulbrich's resume. So it's not all whited roses to me.
Couple of other news notes. Todd Bowles, who says he has not met with the Glazer family about his future, but says, I've earned the chance. I've won 3 straight division titles. So that says a lot as far as I'm concerned. So he's basically putting his chest out there saying, I dare y'all to fire me. Look what I've been able to do. They did not win the division because obviously yesterday didn't play it in their favor. We win, which meant Carolina got in. I think Carolina gets beat this weekend, but that's neither here nor there. We allowed the Carolina Panthers to win this division based on what happened this season. But Todd Bowles is another guy, Mike, that people are saying maybe he might not be back with Tampa.
Right. I know that Todd's certainly a guy that, I got to be honest, he exceeded all expectations.
He did.
After, you know, Bruce Arians retired and he took over. Meanwhile, a team that's not going to turn the page because they feel the injuries to Daniel Jones was just the deciding factor. That's the Colts, Shane Steichen.
Yep.
Jim Irsay's daughter really riding shotgun over every aspect of that operation. And they're going to keep him there. But that's a team that, some guys are saying if you want to pick from a personnel department, that's not a bad place to start. We talked about the Eagles. You know, I mentioned Ian Cunningham was with the Bears. And Carl brought up a great point. He's got a relationship with Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
He had worked with both Howie Roseman, which I think is, again, that's a feather in a guy's cap. He also worked with Ozzie Newsome with the Ravens. So that's just some names we're throwing out there. But a lot of Falcon fans are wondering, how does this pecking order start? Who is the lead dog? Because certainly you could argue it was always a gray area the last couple of coaches and general manager regimes here.
No doubt. There are 6 jobs that are currently open. And again, Falcons, Giants, Browns, Titans, Cardinals, Raiders, all looking for head coaches. We did mention Pete Carroll also got fired.
Strange hire in the first place.
Yeah. So that should not be a surprise. But remember, Pete Carroll also lobbied to bring in Geno, and Geno was terrible. So, you know.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was a bad situation.
So that's the other thing, just real quick, because guys were asking us earlier, and again, D-Led, hey, Mike and Carl. I don't know if somebody piddled on his Rice Krispies this morning, but D-Led was like kind of glass half empty. And he was making it sound like it's a horrible job. And I said, respectfully, I got to disagree with D. You got Bijan. You got Drake. You may or may not have Pitts. I mean, that's up to a new regime to decide if he's worth franchise tagging or keeping. Or you give a guy a Pitts big money and then he tunes out again. But anyway, we got weapons. The defense, we just said, you give credit to Terry Fontenot. We had, you know, the second most sacks in the league. We've got a bunch of fire breathers on that defense. This is not like this is scorched earth like you're inheriting like what Aaron Glenn got with the Jets.
Yep.
This team's got a lot more going for it. You do have to thread the needle with that quarterback. That's going to be the toughest situation. How do you, and if your defense is good enough and a good run game, can you get by with a journeyman and keep us viable for a playoff run?
Yeah.
In the short term.
It's really, you know, and I'm with you on this. I do not think the reason we are not in the playoffs is because of the players. We don't have a star-studded team. Look, we don't have the roster of the Eagles. Don't get me twisted. But, Mike, we have a really good roster that I think underachieved because of the coaching and the lack of execution. And that is why we're not there. This is not – the cupboard is not bare, man. I'm with you on this. I don't think you come here – anybody around the league that's looking at this team. Guys, there are flaws with every team. Every team. When you start talking about, hey, well, they're weak there or they're weak here. Yeah, the Broncos have a really good defense. Guess what? They don't score a lot of points. Okay, they're a playoff team. Like, there are things where you start to look at teams and you break them down. Yes, we have flaws, but this is not a talentless team, Mike, where you go, man, I got to go in there. It's a 4 or 5 year project.
Right. Look, I just assume Cousins is gone, that you're going to basically take that cap hit over 2 years and he's off the books, but we'll see. I mean, that's not a done deal just yet either. But Moonlight hits us up and he goes, hey, man, Kubiak, Stefanski, he mentioned Monk. I'm not as warm on Monken. McCarthy, a lot of guys asking about Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he's out there.
I'm not interested in Mike McCarthy.
He's out there.
Are you interested in Mike McCarthy?
No, lots of experience. I tweeted today and put him up, C. Dukes. The guys I absolutely love, and then I even threw John Gruden in there and said, talk to everybody.
You're crazy, man.
I know.
I like you, Dukes. You're a fireball. I like it. Me in Atlanta? Do I get to pick the groceries? No.
But you know what? we'd have a hell of a time at Flowery with him.
Can you imagine us with Gruden? Hey, Coach, what do you think happened here on that play? It's pretty freaking wild what happened here. Give me that spider two wide banana. It would be fun for us. Would it be fun for the fans? Because one thing for certain, you could argue Rich McKay gave him that. He built that team up. Yep. And then Gruden made some really screwy personnel decisions with Tampa Bay. And him and Mike Mayock put their heads together, and it was a disaster with the Raiders. So he gets no personnel say.
No.
Anywhere he's going to be.
I'll say that. And well, he wouldn't anyway. With the structure coming here, if that was to happen. By the way, I say that to say, don't limit ourselves.
Cast a wide net. Why not?
That's why I'm talking about this. And I got into it with the guy today. I dare you to say it on 92.9 The Game. Fool, this is my radio station. What are you talking about? Yes, go interview or talk to John Gruden. Talk to everybody.
Right. The guy said, what's wrong with McCarthy? To me, he's a retread. The Cowboys were a giant stuck in neutral with him. Yeah. I was not impressed.
All right, man. We're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. Hawks playing tonight. Mike mentioned it, and now there are a lot of rumors out there in regards to Trey Young. We're not even at the trade deadline. All right, we'll fill you in on that. It's Falcon, because, again, our franchise fundamentally changed yesterday, and it's going to change, I hope, for the better in the future. We're going to fill you in on the biggest challenge for whoever takes this job next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, the Falcons are looking for a new head coach. They are looking for a new general manager, and we are also adding a position, guys. That's right. The Falcons are now going to have a president, Mike, of football operations, and we do not know who that's going to be. We believe that Matt Ryan's going to be involved in some way, shape, or form, but we cannot confirm that quite yet. Thursday, there's a press conference. We will be there, and, of course, our owner, Arthur Blank, will get a chance to speak.
Quick question for you before we get to everything else. Man, the show flew today, by the way. Thanks for all your calls, your passion about the Falcons. What if we interviewed and we hired Mike McDonald, who went over to Seattle? and won 10 games his first year. Now is 14-3, the number one seed. What if we had hired Mike McDonald? How could he have weathered the Kirk Cousins thing? Again, I know it's a parallel universe. You think we'd be firing a coach today if Mike McDonald was hired?
So this is what I know about Mike McDonald. Came from the Ravens. Mike, really, really respected in the Ravens organization. And many of you may or may not remember, Falcons say they were interested in Mike McDonald. We talked about this.
Yeah, two interviews, right?
Was it a phone call? Was it a phone call?
Did he make it to Arthur's yacht?
That's the thing. The whole, you know, when you talk about these second and third interviews or how many ever it's going to take to get a guy, or you feel like, hey, we're in on this, you know, final decision. Sometimes, and I said this to Mike, when you go through these coaching interviews, again, Clint Kubiak, guys, is he flying from Seattle to Atlanta as they get ready for a game?
No, not for the playoffs.
No. So when you talk about these Zoom calls,
right,
Mike, you can say I interviewed him. If it doesn't go any further, you could say, well, we're going to interview him again, and then maybe it's another Zoom call. Once I get face-to-face with you, that's when I believe these interviews get really serious.
Right.
But these Zoom calls are just, hey, we're interested. Oh, we love what you're doing. Well, I'm very interested in you guys. I have a great affinity for what you guys are doing. I don't look at that as just being the end-all. I think once you get to that face-to-face, to your point, being on the yacht with Arthur, as Bill Belichick was, and then realize he wasn't getting the job, that's when I think things get real serious.
Right. I mean, don't know where they're going to go with this guy. Hit me up. He says, you know, why does it have to be an OC? He said Arthur Smith was a first-time head coach. Well, again, we're never going to hire another OC as a head coach? I mean, come on. I mean, we went with Raheem, and he's under 500 for his career.
It has to be an OC. I shouldn't say that. It doesn't have to be an OC. It feels like it's going to be because we got a young quarterback.
Yes, and you're going to have to, one way or the other, it's either going to be Penix Jr. or somebody else in the next draft.
Yes.
And you're going to have that guy.
Yep.
And I think we still have, as we said, enough pieces around, so it's not like the cupboard is bare. The one thing I found interesting, Arthur Blank laid it out in an open letter today to the audience and to the Falcon fans about how they're going to strip it down, and they're going to basically try to make the whole process less convoluted in an open letter that was about as long as War and Peace. You know, I mean, we can start with bullet points, Arthur. Just a thought, because it just kind of, to me, the irony of that is, it's like, wow, we're talking a lot about what we're going to be doing here. First things first, streamline it. I know some guys are lukewarm on the Matt Ryan idea. Otherwise, I think it's a brilliant idea to have him involved in some way.
You know what, though? Seriously. I got to be honest with you guys. This is the Mike Bell that I know. This has nothing to do with this letter being wrong. This is Mike going, okay, enough already. I know what I've read in the first paragraph. I know what you want to do.
Right.
But Arthur feels committed, Mike, to let the fan base know, here's what I'm attempting to do.
And look, I do appreciate him taking ownership. We all know the buck stops with him. We kind of wanted to hear him say this earlier in the season, but as we now learned, they had the Sportology guys basically going underneath the fingernails of the operation, deep dive, and realizing it's broken. So, I mean, I don't know. A guy said to me earlier, we said, hey, if we had beaten the Jets, we're in the playoffs? Yeah. And then Raheem would have had a reprieve, but we didn't because they couldn't. Take your pick of the five or six games that blew the season for us.
To answer your question, though, would it have been different? I don't know. What I do know is he is a great defensive mind, and I do think they have the best defense in the league right now. I'm talking about Seattle.
Mm.
If you've not watched them, you saw them come beat us, right? You guys saw that.
Yeah.
But if you've not watched their other games this year, they're solid. Defensively, he's behind that, and he's come in, Mike, and they already – we talk about identity. Immediately, they have an identity. And then think about what they did, right? They went out and got a journeyman and a quarterback that a lot of people said, oh, you're going to pay him $100 million.
Right.
But he knew he had the right coordinator in place to run the system. Seattle runs more play action than anybody in the league. That is why Sam Darnold is having this success. And, oh, by the way, he's got a guy named Njigba who may be the best wide receiver in the league.
Like,
there are pieces there that you just go, okay, would he have had that here? With Bijan and Drake and our quarterback situation. So I don't know if it would have been different, but I do know he went there, and a lot of people said he's got a lot of work to do, and in two short years, they are legitimate.
I mean, you saw it with Sam Darnold. That's why I like Clint Kubiak. You know, you're not seeing Sam Darnold choking games away like he did at the end of the season last year with Minnesota. Kubiak's been around. He had to stop with the Saints the last year of Dennis Allen's year down there before they hired Kellen Moore. But he's been around the league, and we talked about the pedigree. That's the guy I'd love to see. But again, we'll find out just how this works. I believe in one voice, Carl, one guy.
One voice.
And you hope, and again, but this is why you spend all the money with these consulting firms to vet the right guy. So you vet a guy who comes in. I mean, look, if you ask Arthur Smith how to boil water, he'd give you six pages on it, right? I mean, simple, easy. let's and one voice, one direction. But does that guy have to listen to Matt Ryan? Is he willing to do that? There's a lot of questions to be answered in how this process is going to play
out. Yeah, look, and again, I'm not jumping the gun. If Matt is announced as the guy with this position, great. I just think that a lot of people just assume that's going to be the situation. It may be something with him, but it may not be all of it. It may be something, but maybe not all of what we think it's going to be. Either way, Mike, we are going to find out, and then we can ask all of these questions to Arthur, and I know he'll give us long answers when it comes to how he sees right. this. Hey, man, want to remind you guys, Chris has got the Bridge Show coming up tonight. We got Hawks basketball. I mentioned, rumors in regards to Trae Young. Mike, you or maybe Day-Day mentioned about an hour ago that for the first time, and I said this, guys, since Trae got here, what are we, year eight now?
Right.
He's never once said he might be willing to go and play somewhere else. And Marcus Spears, you said it was reporting that maybe for the first time, Trae is open to the idea.
Mm.
So it just opens up another can of worms when you talk about the Hawks and where this is going. Look, I think it's going to get resolved. If you ask me right now, Hawks fans, and I'm not saying it's the right thing, I just think it might be due to timing. The team plays differently and has this season without him.
Right.
I think you're more talented than you've been without him, and it's showing. And you said it. JJ, I call him JJ. Jalen Johnson, guys, a legitimate star in this league. And when Trae came back, and we said, you got to learn how to coexist, they weren't able to do that. Now Trae is back on the shelf, Mike, with this injury. Is this going to be an all-year nagging thing?
Well, that's it. We never got to see him with Porzingis. We need help in the front court. Like, you're not going to get it from Porzingis. I still think they're going to move him at the trade deadline, although nobody wants to
Porzingis?
Admit it. Yeah, Porzingis.
Yeah.
Trae, look, I mean, you could argue Jalen Johnson could bring the ball up, and you can go draft another point guard in the meantime, right? I mean, Jalen can handle the rock. You're seeing it. He can do all that stuff.
And so can Nikhil.
And so, and by the way, these guys are going for 30 every night.
Every night.
So, look, it's not Trae's fault that they didn't get better people to work with prior. But it sucks now because we can't see him. And again, I can't really yell at Quinn Snyder if Trae's not on the floor to make it work. But I'm not impressed with Quinn Snyder either.
Yeah. One other thing I want to mention, and I'm sure we'll get more into this. There's just so much football news, and specifically with our team. By the way, you need to be here every day. You need to be listening every day. Because there's going to be different news that drops. I'm telling you right now, when it comes to the Falcons hires, and more importantly, how this happens and what goes down.
Hey, real quick, I just mentioned Shams Charania. Just in, Hawks All-Star Trae Young and his agents Aaron Mintz, Drew Morrison, and Austin Brown are working with the franchise on a trade.
There it is.
Sources tell ESPN. Young's reps and the Hawks have started collaborative talks over the last week on finding a resolution.
So state your source.
Well, we are.
ESPN, Shams.
First time that's ever happened since he's been here. All these rumors about Trae and we're going to trade him. So for all the folks who are like, hey, don't trade Trae, his agent is now looking. Where he's going to go, Mike, and if this happens, Trey's going to pick a place. This is not going to be, you know, Trae in La La Land somewhere that's a loserville.
Right.
Like I've seen, you know, oh, the Wizards are – he ain't going to the Wizards, guys. Like, I get it. You want to say, well, what choice does he have?
You mean like garden spot of the Western Hemisphere, Sacramento?
Yes. When you start talking about these places. But I also know, Trae understands this, his legacy and his paycheck have to do with where he's going to end up.
Right. But does somebody else out there believe he's that guy that Trae thinks he is?
And what are we getting back, by the way?
They don't want to play there.
Are we?
Why? They don't think he's a good leader. They don't think
he's
a good
Pat.
Teammate. This is not coming from me. This is coming from Joe Blow over here.
Come on, Pat. Pat Beverly, come on, man. Mike,
yeah.
What are we getting two first rounders for Trae Young?
I don't think that's I think they tried to get that last year. You couldn't get it. That was what we were under the impression they tried to move Trae last year at the deadline. They couldn't even come close to what they wanted.
No.
So I think Hawks fans, I get it. It's not fair. It's you wish that they'd built on the 21. Talk to wrestler. He wouldn't spend the money. I said it year after year after year. Why don't we get into that different the aprons, that convoluted cap stuff which no one understands? We stood Pat. We never improved the team around him. You know, and the DeJounte Murray thing was an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
But here we are. So now, I mean, you have a great memory of 21. You have that great memory of him taking over at Madison Square Garden. But unfortunately, we never built on it. You know, so I'm not saying he can't be that guy here. It's just the timing for Trae has sucked here. The organization has not supported him. I haven't been impressed with the coaching staff. Now we got the best team he's ever had. And he can't stay healthy.
All right.
Trae, you can score all the points you want.
Oh, come on, Pat. Again. They are working collaboratively with the organization, his folks, his reps, to come to a resolution.
A collaboration around here.
Well, you know what the resolution is, Mike? I'm gone. Right. That's the resolution is I'm out. It's where I'm going to end up. We will have more on this. See what I'm talking about? You need to be here every day, every hour. This is what I'm talking about. You just do not know what's going to go down.
This is truly a Black Monday, Carl.
Oh, thank you, Day-Day. And tune into our pre-show, guys. You can get it on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
Did you say that over the air, Oren?
And
how about a Black Russian, Carl?
We do it every day at around 11:10, 11:15-ish. But a chance for you to chime in and subscribe to Dukes and Bell on the line, guys. Yeah. And you can get all of our content. All right, I know we got to get out of here. Is there anything else we got breaking?
No, we're good right now.
All right, stay tuned. Turtles on the way. Let's get out of here and clear our throat! There's no more breaking news. Stop it. All right, man. Big shout out to you. This is a turbulent time for our franchise. But we're going to come out of this. We're keeping our fingers crossed that all the decisions that need to be made are going to be made and help us get to where we want to be. Where is that? Dukes and Bell, Super Bowl. Winners. Consistent winners.
Right.
Consistent playoffs. Mike, the talk of the NFL. Exciting offense. Defenses that continue to get sacks but also get off the field. Just a really good team.
Right.
That's what we want. And we got to find the right leadership to get it done. So thanks to you guys, man. It's going to be interesting. This offseason has officially started. We want you here every day. Big O, great job behind the glass. Also, Day-Day executive producing. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
I think for the most part, we've flushed it out with the audience. Some guys that are still dying on that hill that Raheem shouldn't have gotten fired. Guys, he didn't handle the details. Small details that turn into big things like the special teams. We've covered it. Take any of those losses, Carl. There were a one-possession game that we just couldn't make the play. Or the play wasn't called correctly, or you had to call a timeout, and your clock management never got better. The guy that I do feel bad for is Terry Fontenot, because if Raheem could have just found a way to beat the Jets or beat Carolina, then Terry Fontenot doesn't lose his gig. And the best move he made is the James Pierce trade. Yes, I know it sucks next year. We're watching the draft, and we won't have, oh, man, we don't have a first rounder. We got James Pierce Jr., 10.5 sacks, to Carl's point. And part of that trade with the Rams, we've also got a guy, Xavier Watts. We got the 101st pick in that trade. We moved up 5 to 96. We have two of the best young defensive players in the league. So if nothing else, thanks to Terry Fontenot for resetting the defense.
Yeah, man. Good call. Tua Tagovailoa says, hey, if I could get a fresh start, that'd be dope. I'm not making this up. Those are his words. It would be dope, considering he got benched at the end of the season. What Tua is saying is he wants out of Miami.
Yeah.
Who wants Tua is the question. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
your favorite quarterback has a noodle arm.
Oh, man.
I don't even think he has the wiggle room to talk about you not playing hard for an all-star game. You're not like you're playing in the playoffs.
So what do you think his point?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like
The gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.